This is Libby Lewis. Today's news is like an exclamation point to something Sallie Mae's investors already knew. The company is a money machine. Last year, Sallie Mae posted a rate of return on equity for its stockholders of 44.8%.
The average financial services company, the last time I looked, might make 15% return on equity. So Sallie Mae is making someplace between 2 and 3 times return on equity of the average financial services firm.
Tom Stanton is studying Sallie Mae for the American Enterprise Institute. He's an expert on government-sponsored enterprises. That's how Sallie Mae got its start, as a creature created by the government to help coax reluctant lenders into a once iffy student loan market. Those days are long gone. Now it's an $85 billion industry. And Sallie Mae has been at the head of the pack since day one. How did it do this? To put it simply, the company leveraged the tremendous advantages it gained from government support with very smart business moves, especially in its use of technology. Then it did something no other government-sponsored entity has done. It dropped its government charter, and then it expanded into every corner of the business.
Now they originate loans, both directly and through partners. They service loans. They're the largest servicer of student loans, and there are tremendous economies of scale in doing that. They collect on delinquent or defaulted student loans. And so they essentially have vertically integrated and are the single biggest participant in core areas of the student loan business.
The company has also been very effective at lobbying and at marketing its services to schools. Craig Munier, University of Nebraska's financial aid director, still remembers one Sallie Mae event at a conference for financial aid administrators in Boston a long time ago.
Carved ice swans and chocolate fountains and all kinds of chocolate decadence for all of the attendees of the conference.
The University of Nebraska went on to choose the federal government's direct lending program rather than Sallie Mae, so he doesn't get those perks anymore. Munier joked that his wife still pines for the old days. Sallie Mae also pioneered some of the marketing practices targeted by New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo in his probe of the student loan industry. Last week, Sallie Mae signed an agreement with Cuomo to stop some of those practices, such as having its staff work in schools alongside financial aid administrators without telling students they were with Sallie Mae. Other lenders got caught giving kickbacks to schools, and some school financial aid administrators got caught accepting stock options from lenders. There are critics who say the agreements Cuomo struck with Sallie Mae and others only deal with the most egregious violations. They say Congress needs to deal with the flaws and the potential conflicts of interest they believe are built into the student loan programs. Barmak Nasirian is with the American Association of Collegiate Registrars and Admissions Officers.
Well, the real problem is that the party that picks up the tab, the borrower, is not really in the driver's seat.
Nasirian says in reality, it is schools that decide which lenders students can choose from. Usually competition's a good thing, but when the lenders win coveted places on campus by offering incentives to administrators, somebody has to pay. And most of the time, it's the student.
Now, when the lender comes in and does it, quote unquote, for free, they didn't print money in the basement. What they're doing is they're offering it for free to the school precisely because they are going to make presumably more than that from the school's borrowers.
It is that system that Sallie Mae has mastered better than anybody else. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.